Good night, everybody. It's 9:14 at night. But anyway, I've been taking rest in the last couple days after I finished at work. So I'm off until further notice. But as I've been trying to find things to help people cope with and stuff and try to give advice or support, here is another one of my sober buddy emails that I love doing as podcasts. And today's April 1st, 2020. And today's challenge is blog it. Today is life. The only life you are sure of. Make the most of today. Get interested in something. Shake yourself awake. Develop a hobby. Let the winds of enthusiasm sweep through you. Live today with gusto. Daniel Carnegie. Start a blog and write about what you're going through in recovery. Blogging is a great way to connect with others who are going through the same thing as you. This can be an incredibly amazing thing to do as you see how your experiences affect other people's lives. Blogging is easy to get started with. We recommend WordPress because it has a great community of people, is easy to use, and is free. And that's, again, WordPress, and you can download it on Google Play, Apple iStore. When you have started a blog, this challenge is complete. And for more information, you can look up the link Blogging in Recovery and WordPress download. The benefits of blogging in recovery. A blog can be a type of online journal. Keeping a blog about recovery will encourage the individual to keep on learning new things. It will also ensure that they are regularly thinking about issues surrounding sobriety. Once people begin to find success in their recovery, they can forget where they have come from. This puts them in danger of taking sobriety for granted. Keeping a recovery blog serves as a constant reminder of what is important. When people first get sober, they may feel lonely because it will be too dangerous for them to spend too much time around friends who are drinking or still using drugs. Blogging is a way to meet new people. Keeping a recovery blog can be of great value to readers. The blogger shares their experiences and will be able to inspire and provide info for other people who are trying to walk the same path. And thank y'all for listening once again, Recovery Tools and Challenges. And please feel free, I have my Facebook group, Recovery Tools and Challenges. And thank y'all for the love and support. And I will we did step four the other day on the COVID challenges. And tonight I will be writing out step five, and I will share that with y'all tomorrow. I hope everyone has a safe and blessed night. Please take the extra precautions and social distancing, and God bless.